Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, and our delayed broadcast going out on Plains FM in Christchurch Saturday night, Capitol Coast on Sunday afternoon, and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday evening. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme, as always, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening, whether it's in New Zealand tonight or on planetaudio.org.nz, I hope you can stay tuned and stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland, news on a few events happening here in New Zealand, and also we'll bring you lots of good music and, of course, the results of all the big games that were played on the sporting front last weekend. But up first tonight, we're going to have Luke Kelly and the Dubliners and Peggy Gordon. Yes, Luke Kelly and the Dubliners there, and their version of Peggy Gordon, and a lovely song that is too, and the great voice there of Luke Kelly. All right, looking at the headlines in the Irish Times today, a beautiful picture on the front of Suzanne 8 and Stephen Ryan 4 from Clontarf, and they were splashing in the water in Dolimont Strand in Dublin yesterday, and the weather is beautiful and warm over there at the moment. Today is going to be dry with spells of hazy sunshine, highs of 17 to 22 degrees, but cooler amongst coasts due to moderate onshore breezes. Headlines on the paper today, the Irish Times says new HSE Health Service Executive Chief warns budgets can no longer be breached. Reid wants review of actions and timelines to achieve financial break-even situation. Schools want to change approach to circumments. Parishes and parents to play a greater role in preparing children for the circumments. Of course, many people are making their first Holy Communion there now, and obviously the schools want to put more of the emphasis on the parishes, which is kind of what the way it's happening here in New Zealand in the Catholic schools. Big shock last night when Ryanair's chief executive, Michael O'Leary, who's one of the biggest bloodstock racehorse trainers in Ireland, he's announced that he's going to be pulling away from horse racing when his current brood of horses come to racing career within the next 5 years. He normally would be buying in more and breeding more and training more, but he says no. He said it's time to pull away from the game. He's got four young children. He wants to spend more time with them and obviously still running Ryanair. So that's a huge blow to the racing industry in Ireland. And on rugby front, to see where the former Irish international Conor O'Shea is set to stay as Italian head coach until the end of the Six Nations next year. And the rumours is that Ronan O'Gara, who's currently down in Christchurch at the assistant coach to the Crusaders, is about to sign a contract for 3 years with La Rochelle in France as their backs coach. So obviously plenty happening on the coach front and disappointment. We'll go through all the sports later, but the weekend Leinster lost in the Heineken Cup final, beaten by Saracens. They had a great chance to win, but unfortunately just a few errors each side of half time cost them dearly, and they were 7-10-3 up, but half time up they should have kicked the ball out, but they didn't, and Saracens scored a try, and then within 5 minutes of the restart they had kind of a great chance to score another try, but unfortunately the centre Ringrose didn't flip the ball out to an unmarked player, and he was dragged down close to the line, and then Saracens scored shortly afterwards, so they were beaten 20 points to 10. But more on sport, heaps of Gaelic games that were played over the weekend, and more on other news, and we'll come back next. We'll tell you about the Rose of Tralee National Final in Auckland, so if you're keen to go, this is your last chance to book a seat or book a table at the Hugh Green Foundation Rose of Tralee Ball, which is taking place on the 25th of May. But I'll give you all the details when I come back after this next piece of music. lovely piece of music there. That's Celtic woman Nelly Fantasia, and welcome along if you've tuned in to Ireland Calling. As I mentioned before the break there, the National Rosa Tralee event, the Hugh Green Foundation Rosa Tralee Ball, is going to be taking place on the 25th of May at the Hilton Hotel here in Auckland, and you can buy an individual ticket for $130, or if you can get a group of friends together and book a table, it'll cost you $120 each. And this is the last week that you can organise and get your payments through or book a table. So you can contact Maureen Laird or Denise Murray through the Irish Society, and if you contact the Irish Society, you'll get their details. And also on the night before the ball, on the 24th, there's a meet and greet of all the Roses at the Auckland Irish Society, and there'll be a light supper served, there'll be entertainment and music, and the cost for that is $20, and Monday is the cut-off for that, Monday next week. So a great night. The Rosa Tralee National Final hasn't been in New Zealand, in Auckland, sorry, for a few years, so it's a great chance to get out with a group of friends and enjoy a good night. And speaking of a good night, which was a good morning, well done to everybody involved in the Auckland event of Darkness into Light. It's great to see so many young Irish people there. There was about 400 people walking at the hours of last Saturday morning from Mission Bay around the fountain there back to Okahu Bay and back again. It was 5Ks. I know some people continued on and walked a bit more, including myself, but great to see so many young Irish people who came out to support the work of Pieta House in Ireland. I know walks took place in 16 countries around the world this year. Over 200,000 people took part. So well done to everybody with the event in Auckland, and I'm sure the events all around New Zealand were equally as successful. The Irish are hopeful that their song, Sarah McTiernan, she's in the Eurovision Song Contest, and the semi-final is on tomorrow night, and then the big final is on Saturday night. It's in Tel Aviv this year, and of course a number of people, anti-Israeli or pro-Palestine people in Ireland, are, you know, pro in getting fairness for Palestine. They were pleading with the Irish entry not to go ahead this year. Of course, it's organised by RTE in Ireland, and they said, you know, they were compelled to send a singer to the Eurovision Song Contest. So Sarah is hoping that her song will get through to the final, and she'll be on live TV on Saturday night. I think it might be shown here. I know it's there's an Australian entry, but certainly a great weekend for Sarah, but a sad event in terms of what's happening there in Palestine with the what do you call it, the way that they've been treated by their neighbours for a long, long time. Now, Pope Francis has officially sanctioned Medjugorje as a place of pilgrimage. We know this is a place since 1981, after Our Lady appeared to some pilgrims there, that many people have been going to visit and pray at this sacred mountain in Croatia. Well, it's close to Croatia and Herzegovina of Bosnia as well. And so the Pope has said, yes, there's enough signs now to say that Our Lady did appear there, so there'll be more happening going forward. So we'll come back, we'll run through some more of the news items from Ireland. Now, I've got a nice letter here from a Hugh Donnelly. Hugh lived in Auckland in the 80s, mid-80s and early 90s. He's back living now in Strabane in County Tyrone. And he says, he sent me a CD which is featuring his daughter Jamie, and the name of the song is Do Not Ask Me to Remember. So the CD talks about, Hugh says here, one of the family members was suffering from Alzheimer's, and a friend of his daughter gave her a poem, and she started singing it at home. And then her family and friends said to her she should record it and make it into a CD. So Jamie done that, and he sent me down the CD, so we're going to play it here. And I suppose I haven't listened to it yet, but you know, I can relate to people that have Alzheimer's. I know a few people. I visit a home in Auckland here where there's a number of people that have Alzheimer's, and it's great that music is a great way of bonding with people as well if people can't remember. So I think this is a lovely song, and the song was written by Owen Darnell and sung beautifully here by Jamie Donnelly. So thanks again to Hugh, who many of you may remember lived in Auckland in the 80s and early 90s, for sending me this CD.
Ask me to remember.
Beautiful song there. That's Jamie Donnelly, Do Not Ask Me to Remember. And that's a single song CD or a single track CD that was sent down to me by Jamie's dad, Hugh, who used to live here in Auckland in the 80s. So thanks again, Hugh. And we'll send you a copy of this programme. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it and tune in maybe on planetaudio.org.nz on a weekly basis. That's what you're listening to now. The programme, as always, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, let's get straight into some of the sports results in the weekend. It was a huge weekend for Gaelic games and indeed rugby. Of course, Leinster beaten in the Heineken Cup final by Saracens. They haven't much time to relax now. They're playing Munster in the Pro 14 semi-final this weekend. Ulster go on and they're playing Edinburgh. So they're the two semi-finals. But it all started on Saturday evening down in Nolan Park in Kilkenny when Kilkenny took on Dublin in the first of the Leinster Hurling Championship matches. And this game certainly proved a bit of, you know, a bit of controversy because one of the Dublin officials was out tending to an injured player. And literally on the 21-yard line, and Kilkenny got a free, and they were taking a quick free, and they hit the ball. The guy taking the free hit it to one of his colleagues, but he was hitting it in the direction of the former Galway hurler. So what did he do when he saw the ball coming to him at a bit of speed? He put his hand up and caught it, and obviously saved possibly a chance for Kilkenny to score a goal before half time. So Brian Cody was dancing and jumping up and on the sideline. So the official has been obviously reported in the referee's report, and looks like he's going to get a long time on the sidelines. Now Dublin were going well at half time, but alas, as happens all the time, Kilkenny just too good. They won that game 223-121. Galway, they played on Sunday, and not convincingly at home. They played Carlow, who drew with them in the league during the year, 124 to Galway, 118 for Carlow. So of course Galway without their key player in Joe Canning, who'll be out for a while. Now disappointment started the Munster Championship for Waterford. They were at home. They didn't play any games at home last year because of the capacity of Walsh Park, but they put their foot down this year and said, we want to play our home game. So they were expecting that that was going to be an advantage to them. They were taking on Clare, and but not good enough. They were 22 points, Clare won 20, so Clare winning by the slimmest margin there. And again, Cork had home advantage down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. They were taking on Tipperary, who didn't have a great season last year, but they've got a new manager, well, reappointed an old manager, Liam Sheedy, who took them to glory in 2016, and they went down to Tipperary and won that game 124 to Cork, 228 to Tipperary. And don't forget, you've still plenty of time. The season is long. You can go on and watch all the Gaelic games on the GAA Go website. There's a subscription, obviously. You can watch a single match, you can watch a particular group of matches, or you can watch the whole shooting gallery. And all the information is on gaago.ie. And you can get the roundup with the Sunday game there as well. So the turn of the football over in Connacht. Roscommon played Leitrim. Leitrim obviously got promoted from Division 4 up to Division 3 of the Football League, and they had a good showing against Derry in the final. But alas, they weren't good enough to overturn Roscommon. So that game played in Dr. Hyde Park. Roscommon 3-17 from 12 points up this weekend. Sligo take on Galway. And the following week, Mayo, back from New York, they take on Roscommon. And their final of the Connacht final is on the 16th of June, so just over a month away. And Leinster, games on Saturday evening. Wicklow, they played Kildare, and at one stage thought they might cause an upset, but they lost 110 to 15 points. Wexford, they scored 114, 17 points, but not good enough for Louth, who scored 22 points. And Meath, who everybody expected to easily beat Offaly, they only came through with 113 to 14 points, a 2-point win there. And Offaly were leading by 4 points at one stage. And the big shock down in Munster, Tipperary footballers were beaten at home by Limerick. 110 for Tipperary, 311 for Limerick. And Clare, they were 1-point victors over Waterford. And I see Waterford brought back a man who was, I think, 43 to play in goal. And it was nearly the end of a fairy tale selection to play for Waterford. I heard him being interviewed on the Ryan Tuberty show last week. But a lot of games coming up this weekend. Cork are taking on Limerick. No, that's in a few weeks' time. But as I said, in Leinster this weekend, no games on the football front, and hurling round this weekend. I'm just looking down here at the fixtures. Next Sunday, the 19th of May, you've got Tipperary taking on Waterford at Simple Stadium, and Limerick, All-Ireland champions, have their first outing at home against Cork. So that's going to be a big game there. And in Leinster this weekend, you've got Carlow are playing Kilkenny. Well, that's only going to probably end up in one way. That's been played at home for Carlow. And Dublin, they take on Wexford. So Wexford will have their first outing under Davy Fitzgerald. So that's a roundup of all the Gaelic games. As I said, if you want to watch the games right throughout the season, sign up to gaago.ie. You get all the details there on their website. Right. We'll play another bit of music now, and a belated happy birthday to a man that listens regularly. Welcome here, John Mulrennan. John celebrated his 60th last week. So, John, happy birthday. To win just once.
To win just once would be enough for those who've lost in life for love. For those who've lost their guile and nerve, their innocence and their joy. To claim one victory is fine. To injure
Saw Doctors there and a song called To When Just Once, and you're listening to Ireland Calling here on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Access Radio Wellington, or Wellington Access Radio on Sunday night, Capity Coast on Sunday afternoon, and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night, and on planetaudio.org.nz any night of the week. And the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We're looking at the front of the Irish Examiner today. There's a picture of two nuns, and there's a connection here with New Zealand. Nuns ordered to leave unauthorised compound. A nun who only speaks for an hour a day due to a vow of silence has until December to find a new home after being brought to the court by the Cork County Council over an alleged breach of planning laws. The local authority claimed that Sister Irene Gibson had constructed a two-storey cladded building near Leap in West Cork, incorporating a wooden chapel as a wooden shed and a timber fence and unauthorised access to the road. And Sister Irene has been a Carmelite nun of the Holy Face of Jesus for over 30 years, and she was joined this week in her hermetical way of life by Sister Anne-Marie from New Zealand. So those in the order take vows of obedience and poverty, and the court heard that due to the vow of silence, they speak for just an hour a day. So be interesting to see what happens there. There's a picture of the two nuns smiling, a bit smirky. One of them had a paper in her hand as they were leaving the court case yesterday. Well, opinion polls came out last weekend, and certainly not looking good for Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, because he's dropped by about 7 points, and he's more worrying Fine Gael have dropped as well. So if there was an election held in the morning, you know, they'd struggle to get back in to power without having, you know, a substantial coalition partner. Of course, the big numbers, the gains have been in independence, and of course there's about, I think, 26 independent TDs in Ireland. Some of them have kind of are part of a pact, and they're involved in supporting the government at the moment. But, you know, Fianna Fáil, obviously we'll be looking on. They've didn't due to well either. They dropped by one particular point, and Micheál Martin is well down in preferred Prime Minister. But if there was an election in the morning, you know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have both said they wouldn't be joining with Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin dropped in the opinion polls, but I've no doubt that if there was a chance of being having the baubles of office and not Fianna Fáil, would probably be more likely to do a deal with Sinn Féin, even though they're both saying that they're not interested in working with each other. In the meantime, European and local elections next Thursday, so that'll give an indication of how the parties are going at the moment. And of course, Fianna Fáil have said that they will support the government until we know what's happening over Brexit. That's been put on the back burner till October, but it looks like that Theresa May in fact bring a new proposal to the House of Commons within the next week, and obviously see what happens there. What has been happening in Ireland, as I said, good weather over the last week, so there's a lot of work being done now on the farms, and farmers getting out there, getting silage done, troppers being cut in the bogs, and hopefully this fine spell of weather will last for another while. Other stories this morning, see where Rory McIlroy, he couldn't make his mind up about who he wanted to, what country he was from for the last Olympics, has said that he will play for Ireland if selected in the Olympics next year to play for them in the golf team. So there you go. Obviously happy to come and play with Ireland next year. Right, let's take another bit of music here, and I'll hit this button here. I think this should be more O'Connell and Trouble in the Fields.
Maybe I know that we've got trouble. pockets full of nothing and our dreams in the golden gray. Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out and they're talking the Great Depression. They stood out in these empty fields in dust as deep as snow. And all this trouble feels, if this rain can fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. And if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll work this farm with sweat and tears.
Trouble in the Fields there, Maura O'Connell, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, looking through the other papers today, there's still the trial going on in Dublin, the Central Criminal Court, where two young boys, that's all they were. They were 13 at the time of a gruesome murder of a young girl, Anna Kriegel, this time last year. In fact, it might have been this day last year that she went missing. And Both two boys have pleaded not guilty to her murder and abduction. Her body was found after 3 days in a disused farmhouse near Leixlip in County Kildare. So this trial is certainly getting a lot of publicity. There's still a lot of talk about the other trial that went on, the longest trial, murder trial in the state of Pat Quirk, into the murder of Bobby Ryan. And there's stories coming out about what he's doing in jail. He said he's a model prisoner so far. He's working in the bakery section, but he's also running his farm from jail. And there was an interesting article in the Farming Independent yesterday by a leading writer talking about how somebody that had obviously been seen as a model farmer, won scholarships and was a leading member of the Irish dairy industry, could be so devious with what has come out in the trial over the last 15 weeks. But he's appealing the decision that was handed down. He was found guilty of murder. He's been given a life sentence, which is about 18 years, but with good behaviour, he'd probably be out in 10, but he's probably hoping that he'll be out before that. But certainly some gruesome information coming out into the trial of the two young men in Dublin accused of killing Anna Kriegel. That's running over, has been running now for about 3 weeks. Still a lot of fallout over the awarding of a contract that's going to cost about 3 billion. to bring broadband to rural, and the contract is pretty much all but being signed. That'll take place inside the next few weeks, but opposition leaders and officials are asking the government to release the amount of money that the company that was awarded the contract are going to invest into. It's going to cost the government $3 billion. Indications are that it'll cost the company that was awarded the contract, who will have, they will own the network when it's built, that they may only be putting in less than $1 billion, and they're going to get an asset that's worth obviously $4 billion for that. So some questions to be asked, but the government has said we have to move on with this. We can't, we've delayed for too long. And some of the opposition leaders, I heard Fianna Fáil spokesman on communications saying, well, why didn't we go back to the ESB? Because the ESB withdrew from the tender because the government said they weren't able to subsidise it to the level that the ESB wanted. So when they withdrew, the company that was left, Grant and McCourt, have been given assurances by the government that they'll get more of a subsidy. So there may be some more, water to go into this bridge yet. And finally, Lewis-style light rail proposed under ambitious $3.5 billion plan, transport plan. This is for Cork, so obviously looking ahead and planning ahead for this is very important for the future of Cork City. Right, we'll move on, and this time we'll pick up Van Morrison and the Chieftains with Won't Irish Heartbeat.
Stay a while with your so far from your own world, for the world is so cold, don't care nothing for your soul, you share with your own ones, don't rush away, rush away from your own.
Yes, well, it's a while since that was recorded. Irish Heartbeat, Van Morrison and the Chieftains there. And obviously a very popular singer, no matter if he brings out a new CD. All his fans, you know, like to get it. And he's brought out quite a few Van Morrison. Chieftains haven't done much for a while. They're probably all getting on a bit. I see one of the members of the U2 was on a radio interview, TV interview with the comedian Tommy Tiernan the other day, and you two haven't obviously toured down this side of the world for a while. Whether or not they'll come back, and there was even rumours that they might just go in their separate directions. There comes a time they probably have plenty of money, and you know, they've done everything that they want to do, and maybe while Bono probably would like to keep going, maybe the rest of them want to get out there and just have a quieter life. But Van Morrison, in his 70s now, still going very, very strong. Well, looking through other pages of the Irish Times, there's pages and pages of stories on the election that's happening next week, local elections and indeed the European elections. And of course, when Britain pulls out, Ireland will be awarded two. Well, there's a lot at stake here for people. You know, if you don't get one of the seats, that will automatically get you into the European Parliament. If you're a close runner-up in the three constituencies, or I think it might be two, there'll be two extra seats given to Irish voters. There's a chance for a nice cushy job for the next 5 years. And Peter Casey, who had a good showing in the presidential election last year, he's out there fighting hard. He's hoping that he can upset the apple cart and take Luke Ming Flanagan's seat off him in that Midwest, Northwest constituency. But Ming is very popular, and Mairead McGuinness very popular, and obviously down in Cork, there'll be that South constituency, there'll be a change there with Crowley bailing out as a result of health issues that he's had for a long time. What else has happened here? I'm just looking here. Antisocial behaviour on public transport set to worsen over the summer. The Doyle hears confiscation of weapons on increase as 264 knives seized in the first 6 weeks of 219. And about 8 o'clock on Friday evening in Dundrum, scuffle broke out between a group of youngsters, and a young 18-year-old man was stabbed, and he died shortly afterwards at St. James Hospital. He was from a Muslim background, and but police are confident that it wasn't a racially motivated attack. But there's been lots of stuff happening in this particular area over the last few weeks. But sad that a family who came to Ireland to get away from trouble, like the victims of the shooting here in Christchurch, have to deal with the fallout from their son's death this week. But they're hoping that the police will find the people that are guilty of their son's murder and bring him to justice. Righto, we're off again, and we'll see where we're off this time here. We'll press a button and see who we've got.
The violets were scenting the woods. Nora displaying their charms to the bees. When I first said I loved only you, Nora, and you said you loved only me. The chestnut blooms gleamed through the glade. Nora, the robin sang loud from the tree. When I first said I loved only you, loved only me. The golden road daffodils shone, Nora danced in the breeze on the lea.
The birds in the trees sang a song, Nora, of happier trials to be. When I first said I loved only you, Nora, and you said you loved only me, our hopes, they have never come true, Nora, our dreams were never to be. Since I first said I loved only Nora, and you. Said you loved only me.
Yes, Johnny McEvoy there, and a lovely song called Nora, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at the sports pages of today's Irish Times, Munster will have to replicate the Sarri's Wolfpack if they want to ruin Leinster's season. That's current former Leinster and Ireland centre Gordon Darcy, and O'Gara rules out working with Van Garan, Munster coach, as assistant coach. He's ruled that out, and as I mentioned, La Rochelle are primed to announce that he's going to be their backs coach. But two Irish former Munster players, Felix Jones and the Irish hooker, have basically turned down extensions to their contracts with Munster. So people were wondering, well, why is that happening? Is it something happening in the coaching scene? But nobody knows. But certainly there'll be new changes at Munster next year. They've been in, I think, about six semi-final Heineken Cups now, and lost at that stage. I think they've won about two of Heineken Cups, and they were, you know, the leader from Ireland for many years, but Leinster have overtaken them with four, and they were on for their drive for five last week. McIlroy getting ready for the US PGA. He says he'll stick by Ireland as he eyes Olympic debut in Tokyo next year. So it'll be interesting to see what response that will get. Conlon to fright Rio Olympic nemesis Nicton. Michael Conlon will face his Olympic Games nemesis Valdemir in Belfast, failure in public on August 13th. Of course, everybody believes that he was wrongly treated at the Olympics in Rio. He was should have won that particular fight, and he would have gone on and possibly won the gold medal, because the guy that beat him defaulted in the next middle round. And of course, Conlon had a good go. And then the life of Amir Fournier is a simple one until he inserts himself into the action. I was mentioning this about the Dublin selector Greg Kennedy. Him and Brian Cody are exchanging words here. They're ready to come to blows. It was very, what do you call it, energetic on screen on Saturday evening when the game, but then there was a picture of the two of them afterwards having a bit of a joke. But it looks like that of all the things they could have been expecting, a Dublin selector doing a man-marking job out of the blue was hardly on their radar. It was just one of those things, mad, controversial, and let's be honest, hilarious. If we get one of those every weekend, it'll be the most enjoyable summer in a long time. It's actually very good. If you get a chance to see it, you can imagine a selector out there. He runs out to give instructions, and he's kind of running back to come back to the sideline, and he sees the Kilkenny player free, and he was passing it to his colleague who was about 10 yards away. And of course, the Dublin selector, Greg Kennedy, was about 9 yards away, so he put his hand up. The ball probably wasn't going at such a fast speed, but he caught it, and he handed the ball to the referee and ran to the sideline. And of course, Kilkenny were losing by about 4 points at that stage, and more than likely, if they had got the ball, they would have buried it in the back of the net. But they did that later in the day. The other big story coming out of sport in Ireland is the fact that everybody so shocked by the announcement yesterday that Michael O'Leary is to wind down his Giggleston Studs, obviously operation down there in Westmeath. He's got about, I think, over 300 horses in there at the moment, and he'd be buying more in and training them. And he has his horses with about four different trainers. So that'll be a huge blow to the bloodstock industry. But Michael says he's losing interest in racing at the moment, and he wants to spend more time with his young family. And I see here where the FAI council meeting overshadows FIFA's visit to Dublin. FIFA will be in Dublin today for talks with the FAI, along with, it seems likely, Sport Ireland and various members of the five-strong governance review group. So there's officials gone in there to do forensic examination of accounts. Delaney, former CEO and current vice president of the FAI, is on gardening leave at the moment, but stories came out at the weekend, and everybody expected this, that when you're in charge of you know, the ship for so long, you can make your own rules. And it looked like in about 2000 and might have been 14, after Ireland got that $5 million payout from FIFA over obviously protesting about Ireland not getting into the World Cup in 2010, Delaney drew up a new contract for himself, and there was a little out pay clause there that he was to get $2 million if he was removed from his job or left before his tenure in 2021. So it looks like that, you know, that's in there. So the some of his former directors didn't know anything about this. So just goes to show you the way the whole FAI was being run. It looked like it was Delaney's jaunt, and he had everybody else running around doing carrying out things. That, oh, it'll be no sympathy for him in the Irish media and Irish public at the moment. And some of the people that were backing him are gone very quiet as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward. Right, we'll have a few more songs before we end up the programme. And up next, Dolores Keane. Lovely song, Solid Ground.
Down the Botany Den, the budding crash is brown from the autumn spate. Spreading hazel rustles as they bend and sway, as they laid in wait. My fathers, they have walked this road, and now I know, yes, didn't they know, there is no great and heavy load, and now I know, yes, didn't they know. The island face, the amber sun beats down, showing vivid green. I hear it wild and loud, feel it wild and proud, the way it's always been. My fathers, they have looked this way, and now I know, yes, didn't they know. No clever words we had to say, and now I know, yes, didn't they know. Is our wisdom, it's the land that shines us through, it's the land that feeds our children, it's the land you cannot own, the land owns you. Where is the honest fool, the open soul, the simple smile? Who the word or two for the passing stranger who may rest the while. My fathers, they have said these things, and now I know, yes, didn't they know, the joy a shared friendship brings, and now I know, yes, didn't they know.
Yes, well, that almost brings us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you here with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Don't forget, this is your last chance to book a table or book a seat at the Hugh Green Foundation New Zealand Rosa Tralee Ball. which is taking place on Saturday the 25th at the Hilton Hotel here in Auckland. So get in touch with Maureen Laird or Denise Murray through the Irish Club, and you can go along on Friday the 24th to meet and greet all the finalists the night before light supper being served that night. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you have a good week till we join you next week here on Ireland Calling. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
It's the land you cannot own, the land